It's time for the SVU season finale after show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking season 19, double two-hour finale. We got to talk about everything that happened with Miguel, everything going on with Benson and Stone. Suck it, Stone. Stick around!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the SVU season finale after show here on AfterBuzz TV. If you haven't already, go to youtube.com, search for AfterBuzz TV's drama channel. That's where we live the super dramatic SVU after show. I'm Yael Teagle. I am joined by Taylor and our lovely guest, Gabby Dunn.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me and letting me bully myself onto this podcast.
We're so excited. Like, this is... We've just been leading yes. up to this,
oh, good.
This moment.
This is the true finale.
Truly.
This is the best way to do this finale, is to have you here.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I think I tweeted and asked to be... And then before I said, oh, am I... Like, do you often have guests? And you guys were like, no.
You're like pretty much our
first guest. This is the best way to do it. Thank you.
Yes, Steve.
You'll hear that sound, and that sound means... Nothing.
Move on.
It just happens a lot.
Okay.
Before we jump into the episode, I will remind everyone of the RAIN hotline. That is the National Sexual Assault Hotline. It is 1-800-656-4673. If you need to talk to someone, if you've been in a situation, please call 1-800-656-4673. They're also available to chat online. You can just look for RAINN. They are wonderful people. But before we jump in, let us remind you that this show gets dark and people die. And when that happens, well, I can't handle it. So we say a lot of crap and you've been warned.
Done, done.
Done, done indeed. Overall thoughts on the two-part season finale? Taylor?
Guys, I expected more a little bit.
Really?
I felt like it maybe didn't need to be a full 2 hours. I feel like hour and a half would have been... suitable for it.
But how do you sell ads? Can you sell ads on an hour and a half?
This is a good question.
I liked it more than I thought I was going to. My friend kind of prepped me to say that she thought it wasn't good, but I was riveted. I thought it was okay. I think, like, we opened on just something weird and sad to do with Carisi, and then I'm just in. Anytime it's like hashtag Carisi has no friends. Then I'm like, yeah.
That's what sold you?
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm in. Because she told me she prepped me by being like, there are no good Carisi moments. And then, like, pretty soon in the beginning, we got, like, a real good indication that no one likes him and he has no friends. And that
basketball.
Is...
basketball.
That's my... Yeah, like, that's my weakness, is, like, lonely, no friends Carisi. Everyone hates him.
It's love
so
it
funny.
Because it really was disappointing amount of Carisi.
Like, yeah. Not enough.
Yes.
Could always be more. Mm-hmm. But like, just, I like when they show a little bit of, like, their, you know, whatever, personal lives. But then, like, just the implication that, like, everyone's busy except for him. It was truly
busy. He's at work.
Okay.
Throwing papers into the trash.
And like getting yelled at by his sister to like go on OK Cupid. Like, he's like really having a rough time.
All right. Well, let's jump into the main plot of this episode. We meet Lourdes, who is played by Genesis Rodriguez, who I guess no one seems to know who she is but me. I'm very excited about that. She was one of the voices in Big Hero 6. Oh. And I'm pretty sure she's done a bunch of other stuff that I can't think of because like I know her name.
Oh,
she
cool.
She looked like Cecily Strong to me the whole time.
Yeah,
so I was just
she
really
did
distracted
look like
by
Cecily
that.
Strong. She's super pretty.
I now want to see Cecily Strong do these scenes.
That would just give it a twist.
That would give it a great twist. Also, we don't learn that her name is Lourdes until like 43 minutes into the episode, by the way.
Wait,
no,
what?
We do at the beginning.
Yeah, we do at the very beginning when she's nannying.
Oh, there were kids in that scene. I obviously wasn't watching
it. Blacked it out.
Yep, fast forward it. It was unnecessary. Okay, so she goes to this bar. She meets up with Miguel, and she goes home with him. So from the promo last week, I assumed and was right that he raped her and she's the victim.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a fair assumption, and I was right.
Yes.
Yeah, but they let you, like, there were times where I was like, wait, but was he?
Yeah,
maybe
it was
wasn't
like
him.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I was on the fence about it.
I also at some point was like, maybe it wasn't him. That'd be a really great episode, but that's not what's happening here. Yeah. But so then his phone is found and they trace it to a Miguel Lopez. I have thoughts on
that.
Okay, yeah,
wait, no, okay. So they so much has happened.
Yes.
Okay, so she's like holding him hostage.
Right.
Being like, do you remember me? Title of the episode. Then they're like, some guy comes in from the club and like Carisi is about to leave.
Yes.
Once again, just in any scene, I'll tell you what Carisi was doing. Anyway, so I've told you guys that this is now the Peter Scannavine cast.
Yep.
Hosted by me.
It is welcome.
Thank you. So like, and then he's like about to go home, and then this guy is like, I found this phone at the club and look, they're live casting this kidnapping.
Which, listen, got some questions about that. Did he open an app?
Yeah.
Was it just there? How did he get to this point?
Excellent questions.
Right. Yes, correct.
What?
Excellent questions, especially because it takes until like, I think the second episode to explain why it is that he is connected to that camera, but it's never actually explained. Like,
it's
yes,
so
you are
confusing.
Connected to this camera.
Why did they need the camera to watch the girls?
He claimed it was because he was house sitting and it was for security purposes.
But why was it on the
darknet? That's the question they never answer.
Well, because I think it cartel. Was like. But was it because like they were showing? Look, trying to explain the intricacies of the plot of an SVU episode is a fool's errand. Like, the answer
excuse
is...
Excuse me, we do an after show for it every week.
I know, but if we're going to try to get into, like, just, like, try to make any of it make sense...
My thoughts are the reason, which is, we're jumping way ahead, but my thoughts are this, that the reason... Because he's like, I like to go to clubs and pick up strange girls and take them back. And he takes them back to this place because it looks nice. I think he streams it on the darknet so people can watch free...
Okay. Oh, okay, sure. I buy it.
Right? Like, it's...
Yes.
That makes sense. We've seen episodes where people tape their conquests without...
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There have been plenty of episodes.
I guess.
And
I don't know.
I'm running through a bunch in my head.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. And then what happened? Then she's like,
before,
you're the guy who raped me.
Before that, to talk about what Carisi was doing.
Great.
It's one of the great things that on the show, every time Benson is like on her way out and someone comes in, she's like back in. She's like, I'm going to stay and help. But Carisi was like, I'm off the clock.
Peace out.
Well,
he
one.
He has nowhere to go, but he's
yeah,
just
but he's
gonna
like,
leave.
I'm tired.
Well, no concerts to go to.
He's been up all night.
Yes.
And then also, he, like, some guy was just like, oh, I'm a foot masturbator. And he was like, you know what? I'm
We're
had
not
enough.
Gonna do this
I've
today.
Had
I didn't even take a single note about that guy. I was like, just another day on SVU.
Absolutely.
I thought it was gonna go somewhere. Didn't.
No.
No, of course not. That man had nothing to do with today's plot.
But you never know. Things tie in all the time that aren't supposed to tie in.
What did happen was that actor told his mom, I booked it. Anyway, and then Rollins and Finn were at a concert, a country music concert. Rollins was trying to get it in. Can we say that on here?
You can say whatever
Rollins
you want.
Rollins is just trying to get dicked down by a guy at the thing.
Yeah, what? Girl, like, that's the guy?
So much, like, flirtation ships this season. They just really want her to be flirty, I guess.
She's a sexual being.
Yeah.
And except she again hates Carisi. And then she brought Finn, and then Finn was like, why am I just here to watch you try to hook up? And then
she was like, yeah, I need to not look like I came here alone.
She was like, listen, you made me be in your metal band music video, so now you're coming to this concert with me.
Yeah. That sounds accurate.
And then what happened?
All right, so then we're watching
everyone
the live
out.
Stream. They're freaking out. Why is his phone set to stream on the dark web from someone else's apartment? Because we discover that his apartment is being painted.
Sure.
And he's got some weird racist neighbors.
Oh, well, no.
They were
nice.
I'm sorry. The man was like, oh, I don't care if he's illegal. He's a good guy. This guy clearly is illegal. That's not racist to you?
No, but he was like, I'll go to bat for... I don't know. Look, I was
yes,
like...
Yes, he'll go bat... Yes, this is one of them good illegals.
This was like foreshadowing what the whole second episode
right.
was going to be about. Yes.
And I was like, oh, I see we've hit political o'clock.
Yeah.
And now this episode is somehow relevant to our times.
Yes. So Lourdes is holding him hostage. She says it happened 5 years ago. But 5 years ago, he was living in Portland. She shows the cuts on her torso. And he claims that when he's responding back and going, yes, I cut you with my pocket knife. Yes, I burned you with the cigars. That was a thing.
I kind of noticed that. I was like, did she tell him pocket knife or cigar?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
She did not.
Okay.
And you raped me in the dirt. And then he's like, you're a crazy bitch. Yep.
We have to have one of those outbursts every episode.
Yeah.
Like, if no one's calling someone a bitch or something, it's untrue.
Yeah, it was to make us be like, but maybe he is a bad guy. Yeah.
Well, she says, that's the man I know.
Yeah.
I was like, girl, you tied him up and hit him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would also, but his, like, I'll admit to everything but the rape. I was like, girl, like, don't get killed.
Yeah.
Say what she wants you to say.
Yeah, but I don't know. They were just trying to make us doubt. They're trying to make us doubt.
Yeah.
And then, so then everybody splits up. They're looking for the terrace because they recognize.
They recognize that it's Art Deco pre-war. And I'm like, are we all of a sudden like art majors in this detective
agency? It was also like the sun's coming up. Ah, when she opens the curtain, we can see the park.
Get so I know Sherlock Holmes on it.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes.
And which was very Carisi of them.
Oh, man. Carisi's such... I'm glad you brought that up. He is so good at little detective things like that. They really gave him kind of like a niche where he can just sort... He's like the guy who's like the carpet fibers. Yes. You know what I mean? Which is like cool.
It's funny because when they first brought Rollins in, she was very much kind of that character.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but like more in the tech side.
Mm-hmm. They have her. She's the one who's like dark net, dark web.
Yeah.
Fucking encryption
or
whatever.
But like it feels like he's becoming more of the like detailed forensics and she's becoming more of the like tech. She's gonna be the one on the
computer.
Yeah. You're clear.
Face space says yes.
Yeah, she's the tech space, one.
Yeah.
And he's like the guy who's like the curtain blew in a direction. You know what I mean? The is that what Munch was sort of like? Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
And then
he also at some point went tech, which was really fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause they were like You, sir, seem to be the oldest one here. I don't know how to use that.
Me too. I feel like Carisi still has problems with Facebook, like figuring out Facebook. Like, I feel like he's not like the most up-to-date
kind of person.
But anyway, so then they like go to the, so then they're like going through, this is what I really wanted to get to.
Yes.
They're split up, they're like with other cops, and they're like split up canvassing Central Park West.
I jumped ahead.
Really?
Jeez,
okay,
yes.
What happens?
So she goes onto the terrace to get some air because she's being suffocated. And that's when he looks to the camera and is like, help me!
But!
Doesn't tell them where he is!
Yeah, why?
And she was like, why wouldn't you tell them your location?
Say the address!
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was also shouting. So first I was shouting, does he know there's a camera or is he a terrible actor who keeps looking directly into it? My roommate went, bad actor. And then when he's like, help! And we were like, where are you?
Right. Who are you?
Help
where
yourself.
Are you?
Like, I'm sorry. If you are ever in this situation, might I suggest looking at the camera and going, hi, my name is Yael Teagle. I'm at AfterBuzz Studio. Please help me. You know what I mean?
Unless he thinks it's just the cartel watching and they'll know where he is.
That also crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Because who else would have access to that stream?
It's worth a shot, though, you know?
Yeah. Right. If it's on the dark net, maybe someone from the dark net will come save you. Say where you are.
Dark net people seem like those kind of guys.
Yes. The dark net pedophiles would be like, well, he's a grown man, so I might as well help him and maybe he'll help find me children.
And then,
okay, so she goes onto the terrace. There's a gunshot. We all think she killed herself. Did you all think she killed herself?
Kind of.
But that, no, because I saw the promo and I was like, we haven't seen all those scenes yet.
Oh, I hadn't. I'm a real rube.
I was like, that's interesting. Because now that, like, maybe they have to find him before he, like, starves to death or something.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe there's something about, like, oh, he's losing circulation in his hand or he's injured or I don't know. I was like, maybe that's where this is going.
Yeah, sure.
Nope. I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so you know how you can do, like, reverse Google searches with pictures?
Yeah.
Why didn't they take a screenshot of the video, plug it into Google? You could figure out where the, like,
because Google gives you a reverse Google search of the dark web?
If you take a screenshot of what's going on.
I think you meant the decorations in his apartment.
Yeah.
So, like, if his apartment had been posted somewhere online.
It's a penthouse.
Yes.
So, yeah, because, like, you know, like, when you're looking on apartments.com and they have, like, pictures of the inside, that could have been a thing.
Wow, we're all really good detectives.
Insane. They could have used that.
It could have, yes. But she wasn't dead. She's fine. But it was actually a starter gun, which helps narrow down where they should look. And then they also go and meet with the cops and separate.
Yeah.
But before we continue, we need to take a moment.
We do.
Why don't you take a moment?
So we're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to have even more fun, learn and grow in all areas of your life, we have got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all areas of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister that you have always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us, the FSVU After Show, who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out, guys.
Yay.
It's a great podcast.
Great work.
Thank you.
Good job. Okay, so as the team is separating and is going to try to find the penthouse, Jorge arrives. That's right, he was not lying when he said that someone else was coming home and this wasn't his home, which I also was like, that's a really good lie. And she was like, you're lying. And I was like, yeah, but it was a smart move.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was telling the truth. Also,
you trust him too much.
I know, I really did. I really bought into everything that he was saying. There's something that'll come up later, I also believed. But also, I just want to point out that the other detectives that they were working with, mm-hmm. there was, like, a beautiful, like, woman that was working with Rollins. There so was. Much so that I was like, what's their show? Let's follow Rollins and this woman. And then I looked at the little leaderboard that they had up, and that lady's name was Rivers. So if SVU is watching and they ever want to bring back Detective Rivers, I'm very interested.
We want Law & Order SVU. You, Rivers.
Detective Rivers. Mm-hmm. Let me know your thoughts. She was so pretty. Okay, that's all.
I love it. The other detective that teams up with Benson, Officer Montero, is played by, for those who do not know, Eddie Hargate. That's right, cousins of Mariska.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, so she's partnered up with him. And so when he's like, don't kill me, I have a child, I was like, shut up. She knows. Your she knows cousins.
You. Cute. That's yeah. cute.
All right. So Lourdes hits Jorge and then catches Miguel looking at the camera, takes down the feed, and then Benson and Montero find
the apartment.
The apartment. Yes. So upon their arrival, they take Jorge and Officer Montero and lock him in the bathroom. When she's like, shut the door, and Benson shuts it and comes out, I was expecting her to be like, no! Right? Because I was like, I don't think she asked you to be with them. I think she meant you all get locked up in there.
Yeah.
No, Benson was like, I'll be a part of this. Look, what is it? We're contractually obligated every 3 episodes to have a Benson hostage situation. Yeah. Like, right? That's like, I was like, come on, someone else get in the hostage situation for once.
So is Olivia.
What's interesting is that in this one, when the gun was pointed at her, she's like, I'm not doing anything if you point the gun at me. Yet every episode before
that.
Put
the gun on me. Put the gun
on me. Yes! I was like, Taylor's favorite thing.
Yeah, That's a trope that I'm like, oh, she's so strong and brave.
This time she's like, I'm not having this.
She has Noah now.
She's had Noah for seasons.
Yeah, she's had Noah for
a think, season. I wonder if it was because she thought, she didn't think this person would actually shoot. And also she thought that this woman was maybe in the right. So she was okay with her pointing the gun at the guy.
Maybe.
I don't really know. Now that you pointed that out, that's very weird. It probably wasn't procedure.
Yeah, it wasn't.
No. I mean, well, her saying point the gun at me is never procedure, and they always yell about her going off book every time.
Yeah.
She does what she wants.
Yeah. I love when she's like, tell me your name. And she goes, this isn't a garden party, lady.
I wrote that line down. If you weren't going to say it, I was. So I'm glad you brought that up.
There were some good lines, actually. There were some really fun lines.
Also, right after that, because I have this one written down too, Olivia's like, listen, you haven't done anything seriously wrong. She's like, I've got what, like 3 felonies here? Like, she knows. She knows.
I really liked this character of Lourdes.
Yeah.
So when Benson tells her to put the gun down because we don't want it to go off, I was like, that's an excellent point, because this girl keeps like taking off the safety and putting it back on or whatever. I don't know. I don't know guns, people. She like pulls back the thing and then I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
Just put it down. And then she says, I know how to use it. Miguel showed me when he killed what's-her-face and what's-her-face.
Estella and Lucita.
Yeah, them.
So apparently he killed her friends. He raped her. They were taking them over the border to be like nannies, but then that was a lie. Mm-hmm. They were just trafficking them.
It was only a lie for a little bit, though, because then they eventually did let them be nannies.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? I'm not an expert in trafficking.
Please, go on.
But I have questions.
I do.
Yeah.
She asked to be trafficked across the border.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
She asked to be taken across the border.
Right.
And was promised to become a nanny.
Yes.
She was not sold in any way.
Right.
I mean, yes, she was abused and raped, but she wasn't like sold.
Yeah, and what was the end game? Like the I don't want to spoil anything, but the girls the girls they found at the end, were they meant to become sex workers or were they meant to become nannies?
I feel
what
like
was, what is their end? It was like steal girls, rape, ? Nannies profit?
But that's the thing, is that the rape wasn't like
part of it. It wasn't part of it.
He just was like, I'm bored and have control.
I am the god of the van.
Yes. For 1,000 miles, I am their god. What?
But then what were they meant to be used for then?
I think they were
meant to be nannies.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, or half of, like, they were like, this half goes into prostitution.
Or it's like after a certain amount of time, you know, like the like indentured servitude or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like for a certain amount of time, were they like meant to be like sex slaves or prostitutes? And then they could be nannies after like a year
like
or
they're
something?
Working off their debt. But she was never sold into that.
Yeah, I misunderstood all of that too. I guess maybe he just took advantage of the situation.
I think
it was supposed to be bringing them to work in America, and he was like, it was like wasn't supposed to be for sex.
Okay.
So she has Benson look him in the eyes.
Are those the eyes of a geek?
I was so worried when she was like, I was like, oh no. I thought she was gonna like do some fucked up stuff when
like
she
what?
Got made Olivia get down. I was like, no. I don't know what I thought she was going to like...
Assault Olivia
or something. Yeah, I got real nervous.
No, we've seen plenty of that.
I know. I'm like such a... I'm like who they're trying to get. You know what I mean? Like I'm like the innocent person at home being like, what's going to happen? You know, I'm like such an easy like get for all of this.
So she looks him in the eyes and he says, I didn't rape her. I have 2 sisters.
Okay.
That means absolutely nothing.
Honestly.
Couldn't mean less than nothing.
Ugh. It reminds me of that host who did that interview with Michelle Pfeiffer and the cast for Scarface, where he said, I have a daughter.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. And then asked her how much she weighed.
That interview.
As a father of daughters.
I would like to know how
much you weigh. Yeah.
What?
Yes, I didn't rape her. I have sisters.
Oh, okay, those are 2 sentences that
awesome.
Are unconnected.
Yes. Everyone has a mother, just
right.
to let you know. We're all related to a woman.
Right.
Yes. So
then
good.
What happens?
So he wants... She
God,
wants
this is
to,
still going on. Okay.
No, we're still in episode one, everyone. So she wants her to be the witness. She says, he sat in my mother's kitchen and promised to take me to New York to be a nanny, which he did, and make me a real American. Oh, we'll get to that. He shoved me in the back of a van. He beat me, cut me, burned me, raped her in the dirt in Texas. She talks about the piece of glass in her hand. Oh. And then Benson, she's like, I remember him. I remember the way he looks. And Benson jumps in with the sound of his voice and the way he grunts. To be clear, she has said multiple times that she has not been raped.
Yeah.
That she has been mm-hmm. close, that she has been assaulted, but she was never raped.
Yes. Yeah.
And that Lewis never raped her.
Yeah.
That the guard in prison almost raped her, but didn't. In Undercover?
Undercover.
Yeah.
Oh, that episode just like gives me chills.
But she says, I have the same nightmares you do. I wake up in the middle of the night shaking, gasping for air, same as you.
But maybe it's just like, she had a close call. She had like the same kind of thing.
Yes, but I needed her to like reconfirm to us that we're not missing something.
Yeah. Mm.
Because all of a sudden I went, wait, did Lewis do it?
No.
After all this time? Or is she saying that maybe he did?
I mean, that's between Olivia Benson and Olivia Benson. You know what I mean? Maybe we're not meant to know. Maybe it's like, or maybe it's just as bad. Like, you know, like.
I'm at no point am I minimizing.
No,
attempted.
Yeah,
assaulted.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted clarification on this because
I didn't know how much she was saying to placate the, yes. the like yeah. even when she was saying like I believe you, I believe that he did it. In my mind, I thought she was saying that to get yes, I thought she too. Was saying that to get him off. And then when she started like going after Stone being like I do believe her, I was like, "No, girl, that was your trick."
I
could not figure out what truth she was telling.
Started as a trick and then she got convinced.
Really? She says, yeah. after 10 minutes in the room, I know that he did something horrific to you.
I thought she was like lying to get yes. her on her side.
I agree, especially when he's like, I'm innocent. And she's like, shut up.
Right. I was like, you're not understanding the game.
Yeah. I was like, do you not pick up that she's trying to help you? Yeah. It's just the way she described it. And I was like, maybe it's because she's been doing it for 19 years mm-hmm. that she knows. She knows all the symptoms. It could describe the feelings because she's heard it over and over.
Yeah.
But it concerned me. So then
well, they should all be in so much therapy. Yes. I just want to say this should be like Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, colon, therapy. So I agree with you. They all need so... I hope they are all in extensive therapy.
We're seeing some of thank Olivia's you. Little yes. things with those, her creepy therapist.
Yes.
Lindstorm.
Yes, we've talked about him. Oh, Lindstrom. So
Lindstrom.
Well, I hope Lindstrom. She's still going.
I think she yeah. is. So she's like, I can prove it that every time he climbed on top of me, he sang his favorite song.
Guys.
At this moment, everyone watched and went, oh, so the entire writing room is white.
Oh, well, I mean, they 100% are. But the song was La Bamba.
Yes.
Which... No. What did I say? I go, oh, they couldn't get the rights to La Cucaracha? Yeah.
Yes.
Like, they couldn't have picked a more generic choice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not, that's not what that person would sing.
But also, like, why? Yeah. Why is that, like, I'm gonna rape you and sing La Bamba?
That's so like, weird.
Here's the thing, and I feel like you going, why? You could do that every episode.
I just
the why do. Will never be answered.
There's another song in my head that I went. This song would make more sense, and I can't think of it. Suavemente would make more sense.
I mean, it's just like it was just.
Yeah, but like, that's like a song about trying to kiss someone. That would make sense to me.
Yeah. I don't know. It was like very strange choice that like I think you're right. A white person would make.
It's like, La Bamba? That's a song in Spanish?
I fully can't.
All right, so her phone buzzes.
Oh, where's Barba? Barba!
Her phone buzzes, and she says everything's fine, and then gives the hint, tell Rollins to pick up Jenny from school, because I'm going to be late. Every other time she's, like, given code, it's mm-hmm. been, like, deliberate and clear, mm-hmm. right? Like, she told them once, like, oh, pick up William from, or tell Lewis to pick up William.
Yeah.
Which, like, clear sign.
Right.
But this one, like, Jenny, I get it. Yes, she doesn't have a daughter, and Jenny's not one of the names in her life. But, like, right. she could have given information of, like, the building info, you know?
Like, I think they would. That girl was too smart. She already had been like, I know about the felonies. I know about, like, any other yeah, trick. She had fine. Figured it out. She was way smart.
All right. So then she decides to show him what else he did to her and burns his face with a cigarette and he pees himself. Yep. I loved that moment.
That was, yeah, I thought that was really intense and well intense. Done.
So he confesses, I held you down the dirt and raped you.
But he's confessing only using stuff she's already said.
Yes. Yep. And Benson says, that's a confession. I'm your witness. I'm going to arrest him. And she's like, untie him. And Benson's like, oh, thank God this is over. But no!
We're going to the balcony, the
yeah.
terrace.
Yeah, the fact that, like, they all called it a terrace, I really was expecting her to say balcony.
Yeah, terrace is just, like...
Not the word you would use.
Not the word you would use.
No.
Well, it's a nice New York apartment. Maybe they're all in real estate. And this penthouse has a terrace overlooking Central Park.
So
and then she's like, fuck this city. Am I allowed to curse?
Yeah, you've already sure. done it. It's fine.
Okay. She like is like, this filthy city.
Yeah. Who puts a park in this disgusting piece of shit down?
Look, I left New York too. New York is, it does things to you. I agree.
She tells the story again of, what are her friends' names?
Estella and Lucida. Yeah,
thanks.
And I was like, this is literally just the plot of Sophie's Choice.
It is. The jumper gets shot. And then Benson talks her down, and then the cavalry arrives, and she's like, arrest them both.
And then Finn keeps trying to get Olivia to go to the hospital, and she's like, leave me alone. Yeah. Oh, Finn is the only one. I'm sure, like, every day Finn just, like, pins the business cards of different therapists to, like, their bulletin board just to be like, anybody gonna take this? No? Okay, you guys, see you later.
He's living a good life. He just wants to play video games with, like,
his grandchild who can't play video games.
Well, I mean, his grandchild can apparently FaceTime him, so who knows?
That kid's a prodigy.
Hire Ken. They didn't have the money for Ken.
So obnoxious. All right. Then she's like, this might have something to do with the cartel, so put a squad car on Noah's school in our home. And Finn's like, oh, okay. Like, where did you get that? Where, at any point until now, has the cartel been mentioned?
Right. Well,
but he kind of just does it. He's like, yeah. I don't know. And then she's like, do it. He's like,
okay.
To foreshadow that the cartel's up to some kidnaps.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. Up to some kidnaps.
Great. All right. So episode 2 is the court case. I assume this is where it broke down. Was like, it ended with her being like, arrest them both.
Yeah.
Because the next scene was Jorge being taken into the... ambulance, mm-hmm. and Rollins and Carisi being like, ah, Jorge, who was beaten by Lourdes. Ah, yes, this. Like,
oh, maybe.
Re-explaining what everything was.
Yeah. In case you had to make some popcorn during the break.
Yeah, yeah, right? I do not know when. It was like 2 episodes just got marshmallow smashed together, so I have no idea.
So Miguel claims that he was house-sitting, the cameras for security. Lourdes asked Stone just to deport her and let them kill her. What? Like, yikes. Why is that? Whatever, that's her solution. Diaz dies and Stone has to charge her.
I knew it. As soon as they called, I was like, I knew it.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I like there was a moment right before that where Olivia's very sure that, like, Lourdes is the victim. She's very sure. And then, like, Carisi does kind of a little bit of a, like, hey... Like, hey, Lou, which is what he calls her.
Yes, we know. We also watch this show.
Yeah. Are you watching as closely as I am to one person?
Obviously not. Go on.
Are there other characters? I forgot. And he's like, listen, like, you're okay, sure. Like, sure. Maybe this for sure happened to her. But, like, could it be mistaken identity? And she's like, no. And he's like, okay, well, I tried reason with you. But I was also like, oh, that's sweet that he's, like, you know, he's, like, trying or whatever. I like that when they're paired. I like that, like, the pairing, like, the couple times or a few times it's happened where they're partners. And I very much enjoy that.
Yeah. I think it was earlier this season or within the last few episodes, there was, like, a really great Carisi-Finn thing.
Yeah.
I think Carisi does well with everyone.
Yeah, he does. Unless they're trying to hook up him and Rollins. Amanda. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Not okay. She wants nothing to do with him.
It also, I'm not okay with it. We'll get to that.
No, I'm not either.
So Lourdes' lawyer shows up. For those who don't know, he's also on How to Get Away with Murder.
That's so ironic. I love it.
I was like, they request for her to be in protective custody because now everyone's like, yep, cartel.
Right. Liv is so sure.
Yeah.
And she does a Liv thing where she convinces everyone, except...
For Stone.
Except for Stone.
For Stone.
So Lourdes sees a shrink for her insanity defense. Mm. Yes, she has PTSD. I think at no point did anyone question that she was assaulted. The question just is, is it this guy? Because, yes, I definitely went back and forth. They did a very good job. So Stone has to drop the charges against Ms. Miguel and offered Lourdes a deal that she passed on.
Which I don't... Did we see that?
No. Watched this episode twice and did not catch a single actual deal being offered.
Cut it for time.
It'll show up.
Something else.
It'll be on the Law and Order. Oh, they couldn't have cut her monologue about butterflies?
Yeah, what?
We needed all of that, but somehow season 17 managed, or whatever, 18, I don't know, whenever Barbara was still there, managed to cut every Barbara and Carisi scene. But we needed this goddamn monologue about butterflies. It's fine. Everything's fine.
So Rollins yells at Lourdes that they need evidence and that she never told the family that she nannied for. And then they go to talk to the woman. And she's like, I mean, we cared about her, but... And then is it Carisi who points out?
Yeah.
But she was the help. And she's like, well, when you say it like that.
Listen, yeah. You know how much I love rich people's storylines on the show.
Yeah,
the fact
for sure.
That they didn't focus for on sure. them at all, disappointing to me.
Oh, God. That woman looked like she did not ask her nanny any questions.
She sure did.
She barely knew the name of the girl she went out with the night of and was like, oh, I think that's the nanny from next door. You didn't realize that that's who she went out with that night?
No, yeah. No questions.
Put that together?
None.
So we go, we find the other nanny, we go to Central Park, we meet Maria, who claims she doesn't know Miguel, but obviously does.
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. like, well, maybe she's just... No, she knows him. You can clearly yeah. see that she
but
knows
I
him.
I wish that they hadn't been like, do you remember this guy? And then when she didn't say anything, they were like, the trafficker? I was like, no. I wish they would let her
yes.
fill it in. Because, like, if someone showed me a picture of someone and were like, do you recognize this person? And I, like, wasn't immediately able to recognize them. And then they were like, he works at your cafe. I'd be like, I guess he does work at the cafe. You know what right. I mean? Like, yes. you got to let them come to it on their own.
I was also shouting at my TV that identification will be thrown out in court because we've said multiple times you can't they've said you can't show them one photo. Mm-hmm. You have to show them a bunch of
right,
photos
of
and
course.
Be like, who do you identify?
Well, I'm glad we're all lawyers.
Oh, after 19 seasons, I absolutely am. Then
we all went to night school. Fordham Law. Are there other characters on this show? I can't remember.
They went to Fordham?
No, just in general, other than Carisi.
I mean, I obviously went to Hudson U.
You would not be sitting here. You wouldn't be alive if you went to Hudson U.
I survived Hudson U. I want a shirt that says that.
You are in the 2% that makes it out alive.
I survived Hudson
I'd
University.
I'd wear that shirt.
Oh, my God.
Then I'm just going to skip this whole section. Then all of a sudden, we have an entire debate on immigration status
about
Miguel as a dreamer and that Lourdes was risking to come here and become a real American by coming in illegally. That's that.
That happened.
So Benson, because we're real low on timing.
Politics.
Benson and Stone have it out. Benson doesn't want to testify. Stone's like, you were a hostage. That's all that matters.
I love when the ADA is against them. Like, I like when they fight. I like when the ADA is like, no, here's my opinion. Here's my whole thing. And like, and isn't just like doing whatever SVU wants them to do, because that's not their job. Like, I hate when they start out being very like adversarial and like actually, because Stone is right. Stone was right. Like, I know we all love Olivia, and obviously we've spent like 19 seasons being like, Olivia's the best. But like, Stone, coming from his perspective, yes. was 100% correct.
Yeah.
That's my problem, is that yes, he's right, but in SVU world, everything's gray. There is no black and white. It's always gray, and he needs to learn that.
Fine, but he couldn't know it after like 3 episodes.
Anyway.
I like him being the way he is. I hope he keeps fighting with them.
So Benson's like, maybe you should listen. Her entire being was negated. She's entitled to reclaim what once was hers.
That's fine, but that doesn't create evidence. That doesn't make it a solid thing that he can bring to court.
This is my issue, is I want his response to be, bring me the evidence.
Right.
Yeah.
Not no. Because at least Barbara was like, with what you've given me, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And with...
But then by the end, Barbara was like, what? Rules? Did I go to law school? Who gives a shit? Like,
yes, that's what I want him to get
no!
to.
No! No! I can't... No. I want him to remain a freaking lawyer.
All right. So... then the Diego shows up. We'll get to what happens with the what's her name, Pamela. But Lourdes testifies. She says, I always carry a gun. I saw him and decided to take him. Eventually he admitted and shows the cigars, which Benson puts together the whole thing about the cigars. And I was like, but she didn't put together the pocket knife thing.
Yeah.
Like, at no point did we say what kind of knife it was that
right.
she was cut with.
And I wish
also thought it was
a little
different.
Bit more obscure, because I was like, I didn't even remember if that was true or not, that he didn't mention the cigars. So
I did.
Oh,
I knew
I
that.
Remembered that.
I remembered
yeah.
it.
Because I remember, like, hooking onto that pocket knife thing.
Me too.
I was like, pocket knife? What kind
she,
of
like,
knife?
Since she, like, mm-hmm. burned him with it, I was like, oh, it was sort of implied.
No, but
know.
It was a cigarette versus a cigar.
That's why it was so interesting.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. Anyway, but she says Benson saved me and brought me back to reality. All right, so Stone takes Miguel in, claims that he doesn't know Diego, that he's not part of the cartel. One of your favorite lines, I assume, because you wrote it down, about him being on the daisy chain?
Oh, you must be pretty low on the cartel daisy chain. We have garden parties. We have daisy chains. We have flower themed.
There were some really good. There were some really good one-liners. Really good.
Love.
So Stone's like, I'm going to call the DEA and the trafficking task force and say that you snitched.
Also, can I just say, he keeps repeating that I have them on speed dial. I have them on speed dial. I'm like, everything's speed dial now. You have an iPhone.
Right. I also, one of my favorite things is when they threaten people by being like, oh, we're just going to tell everyone you're a snitch.
Yeah.
Because that's like a good threat.
It's a really good threat.
Because bad people are always like, oh, crap.
Yeah. Oh, that's they'll get me.
Yeah.
And also, so then they've had to protect Stone's sister because.
Yes.
Because the Diego guy said, oh, I'm here for a funeral. I thought he was going to go, I'm here for a funeral.
Yours.
So much better.
That would have been great.
Oh, damn.
I had no idea what was going on. I was like, who is this rando just like at this bar? Like, are they going to bond? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, then he hooks up with Stone.
Yeah.
I'm watching a different show.
I constantly say that if Stone's shirt is on, then he is pointless. And I still feel that way.
Yeah.
But when he showed up, I went, oh, we're taking that storyline that they dropped with Barba of the guy threatening him after the corrections officer case. And we're bringing it back real quick with this guy. That's what we're doing. So,
God, rest in peace, Barba's storyline.
As Miguel is admitting, he says, I went to college and I have a skill. 10 years ago, no one would hire me. Jorge hired him to drive the truck. And he says, there are the weak and there are the strong. For 1,000 miles, I was their God.
He flips.
Yeah.
How do you go from, I went to college and I'm just being hired to drive a truck to sadistic, murderous rapist?
I think
it's a valid question.
He
that was so fast.
Because he has the God complex.
Yeah, but also, like, he was mad at the world.
Yeah. Okay.
And he was taking it. I mean, he was drinking cheap tequila. He was taking it out and he was angry.
I guess I buy it.
So he gives them the info to help everyone, which takes us to the warehouse. There's a room full of women. They release them. And then we have Diego holding Pamela. And no one does anything except Pamela, who was like,
hi. Peter.
And then she's like, why did Diego let go of her? That was my question.
I don't know.
Holding on to her. He lets go and is like, great. And then just shoots her.
Cinema. That's why. Cinematicness. And then also, like, nobody does anything. Like, aren't they all, like, hostage negotiators? Like, nobody's doing, and Benson's like, let me take this. And I was like, bitch, step back.
Yeah. But also they were like, no. And then they didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything. And then she starts running, and then Diego shoots her.
And then everybody starts shooting.
And then Stone's like running, and he's like, oh my God. And he's like, Pamela, stay with me. And I was like, been shot.
Like, she had at least 4 bullets in the back.
She was like, for sure, like, not gonna make it.
Oy.
She die.
Yeah, and then there's nothing that he can do, and he's sad.
She dies, and nobody has the reaction they should be having.
But sort of sad.
Like, nobody's upset.
At the end, he cries.
Yeah.
Eventually.
He cries, he's drinking, he cries, he says that he should have protected her, I guess, because when they were kids or whatever. And then...
that story was irrelevant.
It was so generic, too. I was like, oh, okay.
I was a child, she was a child, I beat someone up.
Right.
Thank you for that.
Then he cries on Olivia's shoulder.
And that was how the episode ended. All right, Gabby, before we run out of time, and I still also have news that we need to get to real quick.
Oh, sorry.
But Gabby, tell me, I want to make sure we have projects that you're working on and stuff you want to make sure we talk about.
Sure. I have a podcast out right now. It's called Bad with Money. It's about finances and feelings. And it's not boring. It's like a weird queer feminist look into personal finance, and it's helpful but also cathartic. And season 3 is out now, so go listen to it anywhere you can find podcasts. And I have a book that I wrote. It's called I Hate Everyone But You, and you can buy
that.
You're welcome. It's just about Carisi. And you can buy that, and I guess all my social stuff is like in the links or whatever, right? Yeah. I don't have to say it.
No, we'll make sure that's out there.
Okay, I think that's it. I have a YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have a YouTube channel called Just Between Us, youtube.com/JustBetweenUs show, and then at Gabby Dunn, GABYDUNN, and at Gabby Road on Instagram, GABYROAD.
Thank you. I also have real quick news if you want to hit the news sound. Thank you.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, Bandy Dodds, who may have left us, is back on Broadway. He's going to be in The Pretty Woman, the musical.
What? Stop. Is he the Richard Gere character?
He's playing Edward Lewis.
Okay, we're all going to New York.
Also, big news, the showrunner of SVU has done a ton of interviews and has said basically the same thing in all of them. So, next season, Brooke Shields will return at some point, and there will be an explanation for the scene that they cut out last episode of how Finn got his way with back to SVU as the sergeant.
Oh, cool.
Because they like didn't explain that, and I believe it, they keep saying it had something to do with Dodds and a memo, which means that I was probably right. Yeah, last week.
What was it?
There's
You'll tell me. You'll tell
me. I'll tell you later. And former SVU After Show host Isabel Dew is going to be on TLC's I Want That Wedding on the June 9th is the premiere. I don't know which episode she's in, but she and her awesome. Fiancé are going to be there. That is the news. We won't really do predictions because it's the season finale. But next week we will return to go back and do episodes from earlier in the season because we don't know where we left off.
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4. Yeah, one of those.
Season 19, 3 or 4 is what we're doing next week. And through the summer, we'll be doing the episodes we missed from this season, plus favorite episodes or just random episodes as they come up. That has been the SVU After Show for the season finale. Gabby, again, your Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, at Gabby Dunn, GABYDUNN, and at Gabby Road, GABYROAD. And please, anything you guys want to tell me about Carisi, about Peter Scannavino, about even Barisi Barba, let's get it all in there.
Thank you so much.
And just anything that maybe I didn't notice about Carisi. I'm just kidding. There's nothing I haven't noticed about Carisi.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my God.
Us.
Thank you for indulging me.
Oh, yes. Taylor, where can people keep up with you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @alphabet_Anne, on Instagram at @Taylor_Gates_. I also host the 100 After Show Tuesdays at 10 p.m.
Excellent. I'm Yael Teagle. I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YAELTYGIEL. And we'll be back next week for old new episodes of SVU.
Woo.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Dun, dun, dun.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.